got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Yesterday on the show, I can't exactly remember exactly what you were talking about, but there was a point in the show, because I'm going to put you to the test for a moment, and everything inside you is going to say, oh, no, this is wrong. It feels wrong. Your body's going to go into fight or flight.
Oh, you know what I do when it comes to fight or flight, Tim?
You fly away.
I freeze.
Full Lenny Kravitz.
I freeze.
See you later.
Nothing happens. Yeah.
So yesterday on the show, don't really remember what it was, but you held a moment of silence.
No.
How long do you think the moment of silence went for?
I think it went for a moment.
Okay.
3 seconds, maybe?
Do you think it was 3 seconds?
How long was it?
1.81 seconds. But if silence on the radio,
okay,
before your brain went, that's too long, I've got to say something.
Well, see, this is a problem like on and off the air. Like my boyfriend Akshay's family is very quiet. And so when I'm around them, I feel like I need to feel the silence.
Right. Now, in radio, like in the basic training and you're learning how to do the stuff, what don't we like?
You don't like silence on the radio.
What's it called?
It's called, dead air.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Why do I have to remind you about that? Have you trained for this?
I've never done it, Tim.
Okay. So I've been given permission from upper management.
What if we go off air?
To put you to the test. There is a time where the backup song will start playing, Jess.
Oh, no.
Do you know exactly how long it takes?
It's 30 seconds, isn't it?
I don't know.
Is it 30 seconds of dead air?
I know exactly how long it takes. I'm going to see if you can make it to whatever you believe to be the time of dead air. Where it goes to the music.
Hang on, you can make it. So you want me to stay silent?
And I'll be quiet as well.
For how long I think the backup tape will kick in.
So when the backup tape kicks in, people listening are going to hear a certain song.
Yeah.
You and I here in the studios on Moorabool Street will see a flashing light.
And
so we're not going to hear the
song. Have you told everyone in the office that they're going to hear, because like an alarm goes off in the office?
We're going to go off air for a bit Jess passes the test.
I don't like this game.
So I'm going to time you.
Okay.
And remember, everything in your body right now is going to tell you to say a word or make a sound.
Okay.
So I'm going to need you even to step away from the microphone.
Okay, yep.
Because if you go like, that's going to count as noise,
okay,
all right?
Yep, all right, okay.
Your time starts in 3, 2, 1. God, there it is.
Is it already
there? It is. Yep, yes.
Did someone do that?
What do you mean, did someone do that?
How long does it take for it to go off?
10 seconds.
10 seconds?
10 seconds. So the test was to see if you could last 10 seconds.
Did I last?
18.52 seconds.
Oh, my God, I'm so quiet and petite.
Sorry, I've just got a text message. K-Rock off air. I'll fix it. Don't worry.
Is this going to air right now?
Yeah, we're back. The song stopped.
Okay, good.
There you go. Jess, you passed the test. I just lost $2,000 betting on this that you wouldn't make the 10 seconds. So congratulations. And sorry.
Oh, my God, that was so stressful. I'm literally sweating. I'm sweating.
I think, unfortunately, I'm going to break the news that you've been sweating for most of the afternoon.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955. Silver's Circus Spectacular. Coming to Warn Ponds this April. Direct from krock.com.au, the latest news, the latest fashion. This is what's trending.
I love reality TV.
Tim, we need to talk milk.
Thank God.
Because it turns out there is a new trendy milk in town.
All right, so can I set the scene of some current big game
Please.
Players
what
in the milk world?
What do you think the big game players are
All
at
right.
the moment?
All right, so Full Cream still, she's up there. She's like, bada bing, bada boom, I'm milk.
Mm-hmm.
Almond Milk's up there going, hey, I'm in the family now. Yo, what's up? I'm
yep.
very popular at cafes. Oat Milk's like, hey, I'm the baby. I'm new here. I'm learning. And then there's like the other, like the lactose free. I don't count lactose free light. That's all just milk to me. That's Full Cream, but variations.
Well, Tim, according to Dairy Australia, consumers
here we go.
Are switching back to Full Cream milk.
I'm full.
The big dog's back in town.
Jeez, I can't. remember the last time I had full cream milk.
Oh, really?
I just don't drink a lot of milk anymore.
Sure, I'll have it
in crepes and cakes and stuff.
Yeah.
That's about where I stop.
Well, it turns out full cream milk made up about 60% of all dairy milk sales in the years 2006 to 2007.
Mm-hmm.
And according to supermarket sales data, that has risen to 71% in the last 2 years.
So we're drinking full cream milk more than ever before.
Yes.
Guzzle, guzzle.
And look, I do take this with a tiny little grain of salt because the study was done by Dairy Australia. But
so they're going, how good are we?
Look at how my good milk. Are we? Where's my milk's on top.
Where's Almond Australia?
Yeah.
Where's Oat Australia with the counter report?
According to Dairy Australia, consumers are switching back to full cream milk and ditching low-fat skim milk and alternative options.
This is like McDonald's going, survey says our chips are the best, stuff the rest. You know? I feel like that's kind of what's happening. But hey, if you're into milk, huge day for you.
Can I leave you with a milk stat?
Give me a milky stat,
mate. You ready for this? Apparently, Australian per capita consumption of milk was about 250 millilitres a day or 93 litres a year.
That's a lot of milk.
That is a lot of milk.
I'm
a lot
dripping.
Of full cream
full
milk,
cream
Tim.
Full cream milk. It's back, baby. I didn't know it ever went away, but according to the study done by the company that essentially profits off it, it's back, baby. If you want to see that story and other bias stats, of course you know where to go. It's krock.com.au. Whistling the way home,
listening to songs. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
This might be, like, as soon as I ask you this question, Jess, that I've been building up to for the last 50 minutes, you might just be like, why is this even a thing? But I really need you to think on the question that I'm asking you. So the other day, I had a realization when someone asked me this for the first time in a long time. And this is a question you often get either on a first date or when you're a kid. And I think I've changed my answer to the question. And the question being, what is your favorite color?
Oh, okay.
And I feel like by the time you're 18, you've got to have that locked in, given it to Eddie Maguire for the $1 million question, right? You cannot go back. You've
yep.
locked it in. Your favorite color is whatever it is, right?
Yep.
And historically, do you think you know what my favorite color is?
Blue.
It's blue.
Yeah.
It's specifically navy blue.
Oh, really?
I always really liked that. The footy club I grew up playing for, the junior footy club, the Pierstale Baxter Panthers.
Yeah.
We had like Geelong colors and we had the blue navy blue stripes.
Lovely.
I always feel like I looked better in navy blue.
Yep.
But I think I've...
You also got that, like, my favorite color is blue energy about you.
That seems insulting for some reason. Because you didn't say it in a positive tone. You're like, you seem like your favorite color is blue.
You're a Capricorn. Your favorite right. color is blue. Sure. It just, these things make yeah. sense about you.
So I think I've known for a while, and it's maybe taken a time for me to come to accept it. But I know that blue is not my favorite color anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
What's your favorite color?
Like, are you allowed to change your favorite color as an adult?
I think so. I change my favorite color every week.
Yeah, I'm not shocked by that. I think my favorite color is orange.
Orange?
Yeah.
Do you think you've been influenced since we started at K-Rock?
I don't know, because our logo is orange.
Because
I don't wear orange because I don't think it matches my skin tone.
Bit of behind
pale.
The scenes, we have a run sheet in front of us every day of what we're going to talk about on the show.
I know, and I change the colors.
Our
orange.
Run sheet used to be blue, and now it's orange. So do you think you've just been
the computer program I'm looking at? It has orange for like the radio show. The computer with all the songs on it, every second thing's orange. I don't know. Do you know what it is? I figured out because I like to sit out at the front of my house every night and look out at the sunset across Geelong and the surf coast. And it's that orangey purple, orangey blue. That's somewhere in between. And it's that orange that I love.
You're talking about a soft orange, not like a fluoro orange.
No, it's like
you
that
don't
warm,
like a high-vis vest.
It's that warm sending you off to school with a hug orange. It's like really, it's sunset.
I would almost call that yellow.
No, it's not. That's ridiculous.
No, yellow's too bright for you?
Absolutely.
Because yellow is my favorite color this week.
Yeah, because, of course. So you think as an adult, like say if someone's sitting there right now and they're 55 years old, they go, you know what, I said red when I was 6 and I'd like to change my answer. They can do that today.
I don't think anyone's asked me what my favorite color is for years.
I'm not going to ask. You just said it was yellow, so what's the point in asking? Unless it's changed in the last 30 seconds. What's your favourite colour, Jess?
Probably pink.
Yeah, there we go. All right. So there you go. Take that with freedom with your life and change that favourite colour of yours. You don't need to hold on to it anymore.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
And on Tuesdays, we spell names.
Spell my name, spell my name.
Something multicultural,
something that's a mouthful.
Baby, spell my name.
Spell my name, spell my name.
We think we can guess it.
If not, we'll be stressing.
Let us spell your name.
Yes, 52232955. If you have a name, we want to spell it for you.
Yep. We are trying to spell 80 names this year.
Yep.
As a collective, I believe in the mid-40s.
Sitting on six.
Okay. Feels like we're in the mid-40s, though, riding high.
Maybe you've never heard your name spelled correctly. Maybe you've got a child who never has their name spelled correctly. We want to give you the thrill of hearing it spelled correctly for the first time.
This is for you, and specifically Felicity from Grovedale. This is for your daughter. What's your daughter's name?
Yes. Hi, guys. My daughter's name is Kaylani.
Kaylani. Okay. How often does this get misspelled, Felicity?
Every time we book an appointment.
Okay. I'm going to go with K-A-Y-L-A-H-N-I.
No.
Ooh. Okay. K-A-Y-L-A-N-I.
So, so close. K-A-I-L-A-N-I.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, Felicity.
Oh.
Your daughter's not within earshot, is she?
No, it's all right. She's three.
Okay, good.
Won't hold it against anyone.
Yeah, all right.
She's got to get used to disappointment sometimes, Felicity.
Yep. Get it early. Sorry, Tiana in Queenscliff, you want us to spell your daughter's name as well. What's your daughter's name?
Her name's Edie.
Edie.
Ooh.
Okay.
Couple of ways.
Okay, well, it's not double D because that's Eddie, isn't it? Just talking it through, Tim.
Okay.
E-D-I-E.
No.
Okay. E-A-D-Y.
Ooh.
Ooh, so close.
How is it spelt?
E-A-D-I-E.
Oh, Tim, we should have merged ours.
Wait, what was it?
E-A-D-I-E.
That's what I have.
You said why.
But why?
Oh, I misread my own writing. You know what? I'm going to give it to us.
You can't give it to us.
Thanks, Tiana. We spelt your daughter's name on paper, just not out loud.
Fair enough.
So there we go.
All right, well, I'll add one to the tally.
Thank you. So we're almost at 50. Hello.
Right,
this is Tim and Jess. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Matthew from Toowong.
And you want to spell, what name do you want us to spell, Matthew?
Just my daughter's name.
What is it?
Pryor.
Sorry?
Pryor.
Kaya.
Pryor.
Nah, with a P. Pryor.
Tyre.
Pryor.
No, T. Yeah. Pryor, like T for Tim or P for Peter?
P for Peter.
P for Peter. Pryor.
Pryor.
Pryor. Oh, God. P-R-I-Y-A-H.
Incorrect.
Pryor. P-R-I-O-Y-A-H.
Negative.
Oh.
I like the different uses of words to tell us we're wrong.
Right,
how do we
Matthew,
spell it?
How do we spell it?
P-R-Y-A-H.
A-H, damn.
That's a great name, Matthew. I'm so sorry we couldn't spell it. That is not good news. But nearing that big 50 for the year, Jess, with that one that we got just before.
A week of hard daughter names to spell, Tim.
Oh, my God. All right, next week, Sons, on K-Rock.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Tim, you and I have been in very loving, long-term relationships for a long time now.
With each other?
No, not with each other.
I was going to say, it's one way, babe, sorry. I like you as a friend. So, I know, brutal to break up with you on the radio for a relationship I didn't
My
know
heart
I was
is
in.
Broken.
Yeah. Anyway, on to the next.
No, with other people.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about singles for a second.
Okay.
Because if you are single out there right now and feel like there's no men out there that are wanting to go on dates,
mate,
turns out you are not alone.
Yeah, I think I've seen what you're about to talk about is this something to do with men over the age of under the age of 30?
Men under 30 aren't going on dates because it feels too much like a job interview. This is a real statistic. Great. They did a study, and the data that they found was that adults under the age of 30 are more likely to be single because they don't want to have these long-term like relationship commitments anymore like they did pre-COVID.
Yeah. I mean, like, first dates, mostly for most people, unless you're just like the smoothest criminal out there or the smoothest cat, you do get like,
so awkward.
Don't want to say anything dumb. I want to kind of show who I am, but I don't want to make it all about me. I want to listen and I want to be able to have a conversation. I don't want to interrupt. These are all things that are going in your head for those first dates.
I feel like the first couple of dates, you're still kind of getting to know each other.
Mm.
Whereas this data that they've found, a lot of men said that dates are getting too serious too quickly. They interviewed a couple of the men, and one of the guys said that the dates are starting to feel more like job interviews to him because women are asking really intense questions. He went on a date a couple of months ago where the girl literally asked him, would you rather our kids go to public or private school?
Oh, bro.
On the first date.
I mean,
can
look,
you imagine?
I'm all for having like kind of deeper conversations and whatnot. But gee willikers, that's you're going out of the gate strong there.
Followed by several more extreme questions about getting married. Yeah. How do you even respond to that? Someone asks you on a first date, like, when do you want to get married? When do you see yourself having kids? Do you want our kids to go to public or private
school? See, I feel like I'd try and like joke through and be like, oh, you know, we'll get there. We'll get there. You know, we got time to figure that out. But then if it was something where I was like, oh, this person's serious, I'd be like, okay. And then you'd probably start figuring out ways like, oh, you know, oh, look at the time. 6:45 PM, bedtime for me. So that's a tricky one.
It turns out 63% of men under 30 are single, while for women in that age group, it's 34%.
Wow.
So there's a lot more single fellas out there than single ladies.
But if you're listening to this, I hope you're not hearing, don't bring a resume of your previous love life to a first date. I think you should absolutely do that. You know, just say, right, look, these are the things.
I think it's important to put out there exactly what you want from a relationship. But maybe
ease into it.
Yeah. I think maybe save the questions about where your kids are going to go to school for like third date.
See, that's waiting a bit too long for me.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Something's making a resurgence.
Mm-hmm.
It's poised to do so.
Oh.
Now, the numbers that I'm going to use here, it's not a drastic shift in the upward direction of like, oh, wow, this is trending again. Because like we see, Jess, you always say this fancy word, like when we're talking about fashion, it is.
Oh, cyclical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always think it's circular and it's not.
Oh, well, I mean, similar.
Yeah.
Like, it means it goes around. Yeah.
So like at the moment, we're seeing a lot of like cool fashion is like what people were wearing in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Yes. Yeah. It's really stumbling fast, headfirst into the early 2000s.
So what apparently is making a bit of a resurgence in America and in Australia? Manual cars.
No.
Manual cars, Jess.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So apparently in 2022, in the last 3 years, the percentage of cars purchased, new cars, 2021 was 0.9% were manual, 2022 was 1.2%, and 2023 were up to 1.7%.
Wow.
So it's almost doubled in the last 24 months.
Why do we think that it's gone up?
What do you think, Jess? I was wondering to get your perspective on this because I thought this was a good insight. If someone's driving right now a manual car or an automatic or in the need of a new car, you might be able to convince them.
See, I'm not
why manual's the go.
I'm a fully automatic driver. I got into a manual car at 15 and I said to Dad, what's this third pedal? And he said, get out.
Yep.
Never got one again. Then you tried to teach me.
What do you mean
tried
to teach you?
Well, I mean, I'm not very good at it. I could get, if we were in an emergency right now and you're like, Jess, get me to the hospital. Here's the keys. I've only got a manual car. I could get you there. It would take a while.
Well, that's what that was my purpose. I said, I want you to be able to get to that point where you're right. Like, one of the work vans here at K-Rock is a manual.
Oh, and there's no way I'm getting out of this garage.
Okay. Well, if someone got it out of the garage, would I shock you that people listening have no idea about the garage here at the radio station, that it's a tight little situation?
It is a tight little situation.
But manuals are back, baby.
Wow.
Manuals are starting to, and I literally, every time I drive up and down the Great Ocean Road, I regret having an automatic car.
Oh, really?
Oh, mate, it's the most, because then you're driving, Jess. One, two, you won't believe this, three.
I've always said to you, I think it's dumb, the system of like the way that the numbers go on the manual car.
Up, down, up, down, up, down.
It's just, it's too much. Just 1, 2, 3, 4. That's how it should be.
Someone's called up on 52232955. Is this Donnie from Belmont?
Yeah.
Donnie, you better be calling about a manual car or I'm going to get real fired up.
Yeah, well, there's a fair possibility it's due to the increased cost in fuel because on an automatic, you're running extra oil pump through the transmission.
Donnie, are you
serious?
Or
you're going through the gears.
Tim, is that the answer? Is that what it is?
We can go with that. That's what it'll be. See, and Donnie's come through to hammer the point.
10 points to Donnie.
Yep.
10 points to Gryffindor.
Jeez, Donnie, I didn't realise we had a scoring-based system, but you're winning already for the show. Good on you, superstar. So there you go. Manual cars, they're coming back. You might as well put your car in the river. It's just not worth it anymore, Jess.
All thanks, guys. You're the best. Good bunny. Good bunny. Tim and
Jess. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.